right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Hentai Corner. I guess we can call this hentai. This is Revenge Paradise, a secret resort. This was being compared to Illusion Games. It's by an independent dev, and you can get it at a lot of places. Jazz has it, Kagura has it, I think Manga Gamer has it. So go check it out. We can make a character. Now, we know that Honey Select is the standard, but let's see what this looks like. I don't see nobody, do you? I don't see nobody. Am I supposed to, why is she like this? Can't really see her. Is there a way that I can... there we are. There she is. It does have mosaics. You can probably get them removed later if somebody cares enough to change mosaics. You can get her. Let's see. Let's go with her. Ooh, you can do different poses. Jumping for joy, is she? Boy, those are some fast jiggling boobs. Let's just stick with the regular pose expression.
Open your mouth.
Well, I like that one. Ooh, she's mad now. She's sad. Going from mad to sad. And then she's happy. Just like a woman, mad to sad to happy, all in one day. All right.
Giant woman.
Wow. Okay. Now she's an SD version. Stay with a normal head, huh? Oh, now she's like a trucking head for Beetlejuice.
Yeah! There we go. More icy! A 100!
Softness. I don't get that. Like, I don't know what we're doing with softness. I don't... Hold on. Oh, we can go into the face next. Raise lower, open breasts? Oh wow, look at, we can do all kinds of things with the boobs. We can raise the boobs, we can lower the boobs. Okay. Positions of the boobs, make them raise and lower the nipples. Oh, look at that. Well, that's neat. The pointiness. Are they pointing at you? Oh, they might be. The weight of the breasts. I don't really get that. I don't notice a change in that. The areola puffiness. Oh, good lord. Let's go with that. Nipple thickness. Good night. Let's see. And protrusion. Boom. Some guys like that, but good lord, let's put it. There we go. Waist! Waist position. I don't notice a difference. Waist width. Oh, okay, well, I mean. They don't have American size, so you have to worry about that. Oh, look at that. Okay, well, some people didn't want their waist. Waist depth, front, back. I guess that just gives her a bigger booty, but I can't look around. One thing I notice I can't do. Oh, unless I can. I figured it out. Grim. You are an it make her butt bigger? Yeah, a little bit. See a little bit of a butt. Let's change the pose. Nope. A little bit of a butt. Nope. Oh, that does that. Okay. Oh, there's the butt. Oh, no! Oh, yes. I don't see a difference. She's got a weird butt, doesn't she? It's the weirdest butt I've ever seen. What's going on with that butt? Has something to do with the waist? I can change that butt, but I don't think I can. Guess she's just gonna have a weird ass, guys. There's not a whole hell of a lot I can seem to do about it. Upper thigh. Oh, that does upper thigh. Calf and ankle, neck width. There we go. Ugh. Well, I don't even notice anything. It's there, but it's not enough to notice. Shoulder width. Shoulder depth. That's some weird things. Yeah, you kind of want to see what they're doing exactly. I don't know what that does. Torso width. I'm not really sure what that did. Torso. Oh. Shoulders. Yeah. Upper arm. Well, you can't really do much if you want to. I mean, if you want a little more muscle on them, you ain't gonna get that. She is looking weird, I say that. I don't know, I think that butt looks fine. I think a lot of you guys would be okay with that butt. Maybe it's just the pose. You know what? I'll bet it's the pose. She's jumping for joy. There you go. There's nothing wrong with the girl I made. Just need to hit a button and one pops out of the machine. Beep! Oh boy! That's the one I made right there. Okay. Face settings. Well, now she's gotta settle her down a little bit. We gotta zoom in, bro. I can't see that. I can't see that. Oh Lord, we go to jaw width and all that mess now. All right, hold on. All right, there we go. We're not gonna do that. Upper face, give you the eyebrows. Okay. I mean, that's interesting that they let you do all that, but contours, jaw. Let's not say we did. Yep, that's how I like them, big enough. Oh, Lord! Jay Leno, you've met your match. Don't look too bad, but boy, I don't know. Gonna have to bring that down a little bit. What, you ain't never seen a tanned woman before? I know, I'm loving this. I'm getting a kick out of this. Wow! Boy, I've never seen a pointed chin like that. Good Lord. She could use that in battle. Alright. We got the cheeks. There's really not, to be honest, a whole lot. We got wrinkles. Well, you know, grandma's ready. Just gotta... Wrinkle density. 100 years ago. No, let's not. She does look a little younger with that, a little older. I mean, she doesn't have, you know, like, it's just a character I wanted to make. Now, by the way, guys, none of this bullshit actually matters because we get different women. But I'm just kind of showing you, and I'm also having fun at my own expense here. Different hair, you know. Ears. If you want Ross Perot, good Lord. I'm Ross Perot, and if you heard those ear jokes about me... You ain't got no problem hearing me, do you? Bruh. Whoa. That's something really sour. There we go. Perfect. You know, there's actually women that do that. Real life. Oh yeah, what a real deal. Nose. Closing. We don't get a whole lot to go on with this. It's no Honey Select. It doesn't have, I mean, it is kind of like Honey Select. It's only, this is cheaper though, guys. You won't have to pay a lot of money for this one. Is it a poor man's Honey? No, because you're doing a little something different than Honey Select in this. It's similar, but not the same. So we're about done with her. And, I'm not doing nothing. I'm just gonna exit out. But this, yeah, I'm just showing y'all you can make somebody on here if you want to. But alright, this game has characters and all that shit. So let's just go ahead and get started. And maybe it uses a controller, maybe it don't. Maybe it's gonna run my computer. If you hear it really get fast, then yeah. Okay, so, Yin Island, a resort island worthy of the label Super, where only members are allowed, but that's only how the public knows it. This island has been maintained by my family for generations or so, I'm told, and it's for this island's abnormal identity. I found out about it when my grandfather died and the rights were passed down to me. I didn't know, or rather it was hidden from me, but my grandfather was one of the wealthiest men in the country. And he received orders from the organization called the Disownment Council to come to this island as an enforcer to perform a ritual called a Magari, or female hunting. When I activated my PDA, the Disownment Council terms and conditions were displayed asking for my consent. I inherited membership rights from my grandfather and along with them the Enforcer title. The words on the screen were astonishing. It turns out this Disownment Council was absolutely insane. It contained many members from the financial, political, and entertainment sectors and required a membership fee of several billions of yen. The Enforcer conducts female hunting at the request of the Disownment Council and is given rewards as compensation. In other words, the Enforcer gets to abuse and tease his target women. Without a hesitation, I selected agree. I was bullied horribly in school. My parents left me, my foster family was poor, my dog died, everything I had in my life was horrible. I mean, they just try to make him the most horrible person in the world, right? And yet, the school I attended catered to the national elite, and all those self-important rich bitches abused and humiliated me. I hate women. I want revenge on all women for all the years they mocked me. Damn. I didn't know you played as this guy. As far as I could tell, the ones who targeted me in the past were mostly successful celebrities, influencers, and businesswomen. The thought that I could torture these uppity snobs made my heart dance. Then on the last line of the contract, there was a special notice. As you fulfill more jobs as enforcer, you'll eventually get to name your own targets as a reward. This was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to get revenge on all those bitches who abused me. As this thought lingered in my mind, I received my first job as enforcer. First request has arrived. Please check the operation guide. To check game progress, setting, and job list from the Disownment Council, press the tab key on your keyboard to open the menu. Track targets, take down the target. When the target is down, approach capture it with C. When stamina runs out, they can escape. During capture, press the G key. Darn. Well. They're not going in willingly, are they? Well, it has keyboard keys, but it's letting me use my Xbox controller here. Oh, and I can jump! Yeah! Nope. I was gonna see if there was a monster in the sea. Why do I always think there's a monster in the deep water? I've got thalassophobia like a motherfucker. Yeah, I know I don't need to play Subnautica. Hello, sir. How are you doing today? Uh-oh, cannot be found nearby. Oh, okay. Hey, how are you? Oh, somebody's ass or something. Wow, that is creepy. You can see the insides of people. I know what you're thinking, sir. I can see your brain. There's a nice little tower. A little glitchy. Wow. A little laggy, too. I bet I'm not even getting 30 frames on this shit. I forgot what button you push to do that now. Press the key when F is displayed. Well, I'm just gonna run around. Wow. There are definitely some glitches. I'm walking on sunshine. This is 1.21, so they've tried to work out as many bugs as they can. That don't do nothing. Okay. Target and wolf. Alright, so we got a menu. Robbery, counterfeit, sales. Beach 1, Beach 2, private house, mansion, hotel, lighthouse, port, fountain, square, and the main street. Okay, so it'll teleport me to the main street. Wow, this is a heck of a place. Look at all the buildings. La Quinta. Can I do something? Target character cannot be found. What is it? It's like... supposed to go. There's all these markers, but I don't know where I'm supposed to go. You can change the time zone. You can equip a gun. Doesn't seem like I can do that. Yeah. So the full map is M. Custom action. So, but we go to the menu. Tab the menu. We don't know where she is. Start? Start hunting. Oh yeah, guys, this is made for the keyboard. Just because I can use my Xbox controller doesn't mean that's what this game was made for. It does not have native controller support. That might upset some of you guys, but yeah, that's what it seems to be. Hell? Can't go no farther than that. The hell?
I'll show you.
Oh, you better begin punishment before she runs off.
Spanking. You all deserve a spanking.
Rotate the camera. I can move the camera.
I see. What information do you know? Tell me or I shall spank you again. Well, if you enjoy spanking her, you will enjoy this game.
Grim, can we do other things besides spank?
Yeah, I think we can.
But unfortunately, it wins him.
Damn, we're going firebomb her.
Oh, you can take off her clothes. So we have a scene here. Obviously, there's a mosaic.
Some people say, oh, I'm gonna play Honey Slick, and yes, I can't even see nothing. Man, how am I supposed to get off when I don't see nothing? She's like, I don't want that. Well, it's fitting to happen.
Doesn't matter, it's his pixels into her pixels. It's pixels into pixels. I mean, they've really pixelated the shit out of this, too. I don't know how in the world you unpixelate this mess.
It's now nighttime. Like pitch black dark. And now it's the morning.
Now it's straight up daytime. Now I've got her all confused. She has no idea what the fuck's going on. Oh, you could take him out. I wouldn't recommend that. That's a little too far. I see what they're trying to do, but that doesn't work too well. So this game does need some work, but that makes sense because it's a small dev. I mean, damn, he's using the Unreal Engine. This game runs on Unreal, by the way. I don't think it's Unreal 5. I think it's Unreal 4. So, okay, Revenge execution. Claim reward. Go ahead for character load. Yamato Hinata. Yamamoto Hinata. 2 points. I like her better anyway. Help. If you haven't accepted a job, you can bring out a character created in character making from the character load option on the left side of the menu. You can freely move around the island or discipline the character you brought out. If you start a job while a character is loaded, the character load will be canceled. You can bring over the character you took out closer to you by using the call over option. Your run speed is awful slow, that's all I'll say. So this wasn't necessarily... I see why it's discount priced. Because it's still... I mean, the trailer looked great. But... that's the thing about trailers. They're supposed to look great. I mean, if you don't like a movie from the trailer, you're probably not gonna like the movie unless they showed the worst parts of the movie. Trailer's supposed to show the best thing you have. Even if it's not that great, it's gonna show the best of what your product can do. And I have no idea what any of these little... I don't know what those do. I don't know if they'll be added later or what. Maybe this is early access? I'm kind of confused. And obviously you don't have quite as many positions as Honey Select. So a lot of people would say, Grim, why don't I just play Honey Select? And that probably will be the consensus here. That most people will just say, fuck it, Illusion already made a great game. But I'm not gonna fault this dev for doing something new and making it DRM free at that. Because as we know, the Illusion games are not DRM free, even though you can get them at places. Paying for them legally is a lot of fucking money. Especially when most of that's being modded to hell. And of course, they're making games like Eternum in them. I mean, you did know that was Illusion, right? Yeah, Honey Select. Two, rather, is what Eternum is made on. The first Eternum was Honey Select. I mean, the first game he did, the Once in a Lifetime, that was Honey Select 1. And Eternum, that's Honey Select 2. Ripples is probably being made on the Koikatsu engine, but it could be being made in the newest Koikatsu engine. That newest one they made with those graphics. I don't think it's being made in Honeycomb Come. Gotta get my calories in. Oh, yeah. Well, it's not so much calories then, would it? That's usually what happens when it gets closer to 3 in the morning. My brain just goes to... gotta burn those calories and get my run in. Damn, I'm running all the way up this mountain. I'm expecting to be like Elden Ring. Something just comes up here with a big ass hammer and knocks me all the way down. It says I can do something with this. Go to rooftop. Yeah. But now I am on the roof of this building. And why? I don't know, but there's a couch. Can't do much on it. Wow! Man. He survived a jump that would kill most people. Ooh, what is that? Well, see, in Cyberpunk, I can climb up that. And I don't have to look at my character's ass and balls every time I do it, either. I don't know what I'm looking at. Nope. Wow. See, I thought I could just fall down. Oh, I can. In that area. Well, I'm in the woods. No monsters here in the woods. No bears. Wow. No big monsters in the water. I mean, wow, I can actually go in this water. You can't go out in the deep water though, but you can play around in this water. I mean, it's relaxing. I know this isn't what people buy the game for, but it is relaxing. And it plays the same music forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. Saves on the music budget. I mean, the game does look nice. And if you like to run around and not have to worry about a lot of crap, you can do that. To be honest, this is why I kind of loaded up Cyberpunk, just to kind of run around and look at things, because it's kind of cool to look at things in a virtual world. I've always thought that was cool. Something that my boomer self still can't get enough of is looking at how lush these worlds are. And some of you young ones are like, what? That's not even good graphics. Dude, you have no idea what I was used to. And we thought, man, it's never gonna get better than 64. Never gonna get better than Nintendo 64. That right there, PlayStation, man, that's perfect. That's great. Now you got games that kind of look like this, and like, wow, it's really cool. I ran to town. Around all these little buildings and so this wasn't the big surprise that, you know, I thought it would be. Obviously, the mosaicing actually is kind of a detriment here because you can't see nothing when you are having sex with somebody. So that might take people out. Obviously, the Honey Select games don't have the mosaic, or they've had patches to remove it. I don't know if that'll happen. Maybe something on F95. And yes, I'll go ahead and say the name because that's the only place you're going to get a patch to remove this stuff. If it doesn't already exist. Other than that, it's nice to walk around in a city that's got some people in it. That kind of makes it look like, you know, it's actually being lived in. Hey, how you doing, Bill? I'm great, John. How's things? Perfect. Nothing ever goes wrong in this city, man. Nope. How you doing there? Go in people's houses and shit. Well, this isn't somebody's house. I don't know where the hell I am. Oh, some restaurant. But there's nobody there. Eh, I think I've run around for enough, and I think you guys have seen enough, honestly. If this looks like it might be your bag, you can get it for pretty cheap at the sites I've named. But, you know, there's better games out there that do this, and you know what they are. So at any rate, guys, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Hentai Corner with another great game. You can pick this up if you're interested. Me? Yeah, maybe I could have waited a little. I'm out.